If you hate the government, can you either do something about it or leave, please? 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 Please?
Please?
Hey, I got problems. And she just took a, grabbed my hand, and we both jumped into the gray zone together. Judgment day is every day. That's just how I feel.
Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. Okay, the microphone still works. It's amazing. Haven't been on in such a while. I was like, okay, does this stuff even work? Do I even still know how to use the gear? It had been that long. Barely figured the gear out. I was like trying to. It was like a mental time machine I had to do to go back in time to remember how everything works. Okay, so everything works still. Everything still works. Okay, hold on. You're not going to hear it right now, but there's like the wrong music is going on. Hold on. This is what happens. This is what happens when you take a year off. Like the whole thing goes to hell. Okay, I just had to hit mute on the track because you're not going to hear it in the final edition. There was some messed up music going on back there. And messed up music, yeah. So there's messed up music, and okay, this is the other thing. This is almost like episode one, where it was like my heart exploded, and I had to do something, and I had to come out with that episode one. And this is the thing: I'm doing the show again because my heart's exploding again because of all this. It's like an election year, and I know the first episode came out in 2011, which wasn't an election year, but it was heating up. Like, it was getting hot, and it's an election year, and I can't even believe my eyes. It's like I'm in a sitcom. This election cycle is just out of control. It's like I'm in a sitcom. Bill Clinton's wife is running against Donald Trump for president. Like, it's like Saturday Night Live or something. It's crazy, and like I'm going to go into it later, but all like the actual details of each person and what they've been doing on camera and stuff. Like, are you serious? Like, this is a country? It's like a computer game. Nothing is this weird. Like, it can't even be this. Like, this is weird. Like, the Wizard of Oz is gonna jump out from, like, my closet and be like, surprise, it's just a game. It's not really this weird is how weird it's getting. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, okay, maybe we should. We're gonna get into it right. I'm gonna get into some other things. Get some other things out of the way real quick. I gotta do it. I know the dietitians don't care, but I gotta get this out of the way. I'm following the Raiders right now. We're 1-1. The first game was just like a divine miracle from heaven. Something that you might never even see. I might never even see it again in my life. Raiders win on the last possession to go for two for the lead. And then the guy misses a 61-yarder by a fucking inch. I might never see that again in my lifetime. So I had to talk about it for a second. We lost the other game to the Falcons. I'm not even going to lie. I expected to lose that game. Raiders always they don't play the Falcons that much, but I know when they do, we have trouble with the Falcons. I don't know why. It's just like two unfamiliar teams, and one of them just always has the better plan. I don't know why. I'm not going to get started on this whole football thing, but it is out of control. Already the season is pretty hyper right now, which is good because I got Madden flowing too, so it's like my Charles Woodson shirt came in the mail. It's not really a shirt. It's the authentic jersey, so I'm all football hyper right now. And it's cool even because basketball season's coming up next. So that's where it's going to get really fun. Anyways, that's enough about football. I know the dietitians aren't really caring about football when we got like life-changing, like cosmic shit going on.
You are listening to the Strange Diet Broadcast. Keep it locked down every week for your own personal taste of Radio Liberty and subscribe on iTunes, the Windows Store, or your favorite web browser. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/strangediet for other subscription options and join the Dietitian Coalition.
Okay, Hillary Clinton stole the election from Bernie Sanders, basically openly. Like, after she got caught, she didn't even deny it. She's like, yeah, I don't know. Well, we've moved past that. We fired the DNC chair ladies. Don't worry, it's all good. It didn't even start there. I'm just personally going to start at that point where she got illegally got the nomination, and now she's basically crippled, having seizures and passing out, and it's like being covered up. If you don't believe me, there's just a million freaking videos of it on YouTube. Or if you're really psyched on being smart and like not being a freaking psychological basket of fruit, then Infowars.com, the Alex Jones show, or Infowars, if you don't already know about Alex Jones. The show is called InfoWars. It's actually a website. I'm doing this thing again where I promote other people's journalism outlets, other people's radio shows, other people's podcasts. I guess I'm down with OPP. It's going to be the end. I'm going to turn all my listeners away to listen to better programs. This is going to be the end right there. But if I like this show, you're going to like it, period. Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. Like, that's all I can tell you. You'll be able to find the show. It's on YouTube as well. Yeah. I mean, also, I'm just going to give a shout-out right now. He's inspirationally, I had to get back into the game. He's just a fucking entertaining person, and he made me want to be cool again on the air. So, yeah, Infowars.com. But basically, we're talking about Hillary Clinton's seizures, epileptic fits, basically medicated state just to not be crippled. And it's like a temporary thing. Like, once the drugs wear off, she's bedridden. And if she's not bedridden, she's on drugs. It's like Michael Jackson, but not dead yet. It's crazy. Go watch it. And then meanwhile, over here you got Donald Trump, basically a walking Family Guy character, which is actually that's kind of cool. Like, I'm just gonna cut to the chase and then talk about it after. Basically, give you the dessert first right now. If I was gonna vote, which I still might, I don't know yet, you guys. I'm really busy. That was a joke. I would vote for D. Trump and. Maybe I can tell you guys why, but basically here's the thing. He's like a walking Family Guy character, which, at least on that note, like, you know, it's not going to be all, like, serious, let's go fucking, like, kill. Let's go internationally kill people. For some reason, I don't get that feeling from D. Trump, which is what has been going on from Hope Change Boy Obama. We're still internationally killing people and domestically killing people by the hand of the government. If that's even what you call it anymore, do you call it the government? Do you call it the NWO? I don't even know what you call it. Do you call it the Illuminati? Like, what do you call it anymore? So I don't think D. Trump's all about international killing. I just don't. He's already rich. What does he care? Like, what does he really want to do with killing? He's got no, like, installed, like, grudge against any foreign dictator that I'm aware of. In fact, the guy's, like, pals with Vladimir Putin, I guess, another nuclear superpower. Like, what's wrong with D-Trump? And it's just, like, this amazing, like, I can't even not use the term war on reality. That's an Alex Jones term. It's just an amazing war on reality where, for some reason, like, everywhere, every time I look at anything that's not intelligent, it's like Donald Trump's a racist, Donald Trump is, you know, hates homosexual. It's like, it's just like all this stuff where you're like, why are you telling me what I think? I don't think that he's either one. I've never personally heard like anything remotely close. If you really if you got if you have to freaking retake English class in school to figure out what he's saying, like, listen, he's not saying anything hateful. It's just amazing how, like, there's people putting that shit in the teleprompters and they think people's going to believe it. Or they know. It's like a freaking math formula. If you feed it into this many teleprompters and this many people see it, the sum will be this many people are going to believe it. And it's just like, it doesn't even have to be true. It's almost like you could play a joke on the newscaster guy. Just put something like, you know, bizarre or outlandish in the teleprompter. He'd probably go ahead and read it. It's like, I think that's what journalism is coming to. It's like, just read what's on the screen. Just read what's on the screen. So that's amazing. There are some news networks that aren't completely BS, but, I mean, they're all, like, interested in, like, economic... Okay, here's the thing about it. Like, there's just too much economic bounty at stake with the media now, unless it's, like, a little independent getup. Like the Strange Diet broadcast, if I might say, SDB all the way, let's do this. So there's, like, too much economic bounty at stake, so you know that there's going to be a lot of basically bribing, like, as far as media goes, a lot of, like, personal interests and shit. Like, there's no other way around it. Unless you have somehow a system where money's not the ultimate goal, which money is cool, but unfortunately, it's wrong in the priority list. It's like the ultimate goal right now. Which, as people, you can't even blame people as, like, a species, because that's just kind of the programming of nature. It's just kind of the programming of nature, even on, like, a botanical level. It's just, like, progress, like, primal urge, and, like, the best, like, domination, reproduction, like, procreation, and, like, when you throw money in, like, that's gonna get swallowed up into the chain of it. So all of a sudden, money is another tool to, like, is it like another, you know, method for all this weird, like, animalistic human behavior to get, like, associated with. So if you could, like, shift money in the priority list of humans, that would be the ultimate goal, because then you wouldn't necessarily have biased media if, like, you weren't chasing the money. So that's the next thing. That's the next thing you as dietitians are going to have to help me fix, is, like, how do we, like, not even personally rebalance the priority of money, but, like, interpersonally, like, among one another. Like, how do we make money not as important? Reminds me of the Acorns episode. I think that was a season 2 joint. If it's still up, maybe go check that one out. Acorns. It's another SDB episode. That's the other thing. If there's any fans out there and they want something on, like, back catalog, like maybe an episode they missed or one they forgot to download or something, just go ahead and email the show, strangedietfuture@gmail.com, and someone will be able to help you out. And we're not going to charge for that yet. Still not going to charge for that. There's a lot of work to be done before we start charging you guys for this. Anyways, yeah, strangedietfuture@gmail.com if you have any questions or you want any, like, back episodes that aren't up anymore. And definitely, dietitians, go out there and promote the heck out of it. It's going to be good. We got to do that, because there's only a handful of, you know, like, positive, change-effective, independent transmissions out there anymore, and they're rare, you guys. So when, you know, like the Strange Diet broadcast, when we find these good ones like this, we need to make sure it keeps happening. But there's a word for it. I don't know what the word for that is right now. Continue it. That's not it either. There's a word for what I'm saying, but yeah. So yeah, promote the heck out of it. Tell everybody you know, or all the cool people you know. You're gonna end up telling some people that aren't gonna like the show. Just be ready for that. It's like girls, though. You're gonna ask out 19 before, like, one. Maybe not 19. Maybe, like, 4 to 6. Sometimes you're gonna ask out, like, 4 to 6 before one finally goes for it. Yeah. So, yeah, promote the heck out of it. Tell everybody about it. Tell them it's cool and stuff like that. I miss the show Seinfeld. Watch that show if you guys can. That's just going to be like a cool, like, throwback, feel-good, like, moment to yourself. If you can get a moment to yourself with Seinfeld, maybe, like, maybe you're going to do something like this. Maybe you're going to, like, go home after work and, like, you can't go to the gym with your buddy. You're going to be like, oh, dude, like, it's leg day today. Crap, dude. I was, like, doing stairs all day at my job. I can't do it even. But really, maybe all you're going to do is go home and watch Seinfeld. And you know what else? You're probably going to pick up a little bit of cheesecake. Probably just a slice, though. You don't want to buy the whole cheesecake. If you do that, it's just going to be bad. Watch a little bit of Seinfeld. Have a little laugh. And then there's always other time for your friends is the other thing, too. Like, do you even need your friends anymore? What would happen if you didn't have any friends? Watch some Seinfeld by yourself and then text your friends. That's the thing now. Just text them to let them know what you're doing. Maybe tag them. Maybe take a selfie and tag your friends or your best friend so that way your other friends can get jealous. That is the new thing. That's the new thing, you guys. I mean, so be a loner. Be awkward in person. Just text everybody. No call, no show to work. Just, it's 2016. In fact, it's going to be like, this is what it is. It's like the war on self-expression. Like, I'm not lazy. I'm just expressing myself. Like, you can't fire me for no call, no showing. That's my right to express my desire for solitude. Like, that I'm suing you. That's what I'm going to do. Go ahead and try to fire me for no call, no showing on a busy day. It's not my fault it was busy. It's not my fault I suddenly got an impulse to have a desire for solitude and you had to infringe upon my right as a human to deny you access to my reality. I'm going to sue you for everything you're worth. And then I'm going to tell you that it's also racism since I have Russian descent and you are from Italian descent. Now what are you going to do? What options do you have now? It's 2016. Are you ready for this? That's kind of what the world's coming to now, dietitians. And the Trump-Hillary thing, that's another hour and a half of talking right there. Maybe touch on a couple things. Right. Donald Trump is like a walking Family Guy character. I love that. He's got the hair thing. He is like this very Taco Bell mild sauce, mildly controversial figure. Very innocent and petty and mildly controversial. Unbelievable how we're getting these absolute just grotesque perversions of the truth out of like certain media. It's just like out of control. That's why I keep saying, is this a computer game? Like, I can't even believe some of this fucking shit I see. And then Hillary is just like this demonic, like, sergeant of a hell minion or something. Like, how has she been in the game so long and has still enough just, like, orcish followers to just still get the fucking job done with no actual, like, positive energy even radiated onto the whole plan? She couldn't even get a radiation of positive energy to touch her plan of evil from everyone else besides the orcish horde of followers that are behind this lady. It's just, I mean, that's how far away from common goodness that lady actually is. And I'm loosely calling her a lady. I mean, I don't even know if she's female. I'm not even convinced she's a person. Let's put it that way. That's kind of like a summary in detail, like not in detail, a very loose summary of this presidential race here. And I mean, what's cool is like, as stupid as people are, like, I guess they're not as stupid as I thought, because I keep hearing that Donald Trump is like winning or is leading, you know, and it's like 48 days away or something like that. So there's still some time, but keep hearing he's leading. And that gives me some hope. I can't deny it gives me some hope. It gives me some hope, okay? I just hope it's true. I mean, we can't have a freaking reptilian space alien right after a fucking jihadist in disguise. Like, that's a potential 16 years of just basically Armageddon. I mean, I don't know. That's not the term. That's not the term I wanted, but okay. Don't do it. Don't vote a reptilian space alien sent to cause agitation and turmoil for as long as possible before the reaping. That's who she is. That's why only 20 years ago she was like a healthy, normal-looking person, but since she's sold her reptilian soul to Satan, now she's about to die. And why does she look like she's 80 all of a sudden? And why is she wearing, like, a quarter inch of makeup just to look alive, honestly? And it's weird because, like, that's the other thing is, like, I don't know her. Like, what if she is a nice, sweet little lady? Like, that's what sucks is, like, she's victim to freaking, like, the media, too. And what if I'm brainwashed? What if I'm the one with, like, this... Maybe I've been brainwashed to think that I'm a free thinker. And everyone else and all the sheeple, maybe they're the ones that are free. Is this this weird cyclone of, like, Matrix, coping mechanism that you're never going to get to the bottom of that. But is that, you know what I mean? That's that endless black hole of what ifs that I always go to that place. I don't know how many other people I've met that go there, but that's the never ending. And then what if someone already thought that I would think if I was brainwashed, so they had it reversed the whole time just so when I came to that conclusion, I would be brainwashed. If I didn't reverse my opinion. And then what if they thought of that? It's like when you hold a mirror in front of another mirror and look at the back of your head until it's just the image is too small, your eyes can't comprehend. But in theory, that image is an infinite image because you can always divide anything three-dimensional in half till you start getting to, like, atom splitting and then splitting those. And then that's where, like... quantum physics. That's what quantum physics is all about, is like trying to find the edge of reality. That's why anytime they get close, there's always like warning, like simulations and like contingency plans. Anytime they get close to like discovering new shit, there's always like huge precautions taken whenever they get closer and closer. But, yeah, so isn't that insane? Like, every time you hold a mirror to another mirror and basically look at the back of your head, that is eternity. Like, that's eternity right there. If you ever wanted to see eternity, that's really what it is. You can't see it till the eternity because, unfortunately, you're made out of, you know, blood and tissue, which with that, you're not necessarily given the tools to, like, actually absorb eternity or comprehend it in any possible way whatsoever at all, unless you're under the influence of severely high-quality psychedelic substances, and then maybe you can get close. But other than that, you're just not going to be able to see it. You can feel it sometimes, but only under certain conditions, like I just said. The Bill Clinton shit, like, to be married to Bill Clinton, you gotta be a confused or sad or, like, messed up mentally to be married to him. I would be friends with Bill, from what I know about the guy, but to be married and then get like publicly humiliated and then, you know, and basically stay with the guy Because everybody knows anyways, Hillary Clinton was the president anyways, and Bill Clinton was just kind of like this guy hanging out in the White House just like, hey, I'm Bill Clinton, you know, I'm just trying to be fun and be like this nice, charismatic young dude who sold his soul to the devil to look at, and, you know, why does this guy look like a movie star? He's like young, old, like Sean Connery. He's like early 50s, but he looks like he could maybe be 39 in a dimly lit room. Like, how is this guy actually human? And he can play the saxophone, and he's like hecka cool and like socially popular, and he's white, so we don't have a racist grudge against him. Like, how could this all come together perfectly when we were all supposedly evolving conscious in the 90s? You know, it's just like a miracle. But that's just because that's why he was there, because he was the ultimate perfect Hollywood front for Hillary Clinton to just go in there and then do all the crazy shit that she did. Like, I think a Gulf War, maybe like a war in Kuwait was in there or something, maybe like an Iraqi international killing session going on, and some crap like that, some whole NAFTA shit, and selling nuclear bomb plans, and, you know, just a bunch of insane, crazy, demonic happenings that she was up to. And then Bill Clinton was free to just sleep with a lot of girls and sleep in a huge White House and just basically, yeah, he sold his soul to Satan, her and Bill, so that way they could just have these totally decadent and fucked up existences, really. You know, and they were promised in the deal that they were going to create binary entities and deconstruct the deepest, you know, pockets of the human intellect and be able to, you know, quantify the... Oh, excuse me. It happened again. There was music in the background, and it, like, freaked me out because it, like, came on in my headphones, and I had to, like, fix it. So I fixed it really quick. But, yeah, so, the, like, part of the deal that they made with Satan was, like, okay, like, give us these wonderful, like, three-dimensional lives in these, like, temporary bodies, and then, like, eventually we're going to, like, deconstruct, like, the innermost pockets of the brain. Oh, my God, there's more background shit. Hold on. I'm so sorry, dietitians. I'm going to have to fix this. Yeah, see? See? That's what I shouldn't take a year off anymore because now I'm a little bit rusty. So, anyways, they're going to, like, deconstruct, like, the most, like, technical aspects of the human anatomy and then merge them with, like, cyborg implants and even, in some cases, fully motorized, functional, like, body parts, and then maybe some sort of, like, filtrable, like, fluid to replace your blood, and we're gonna just, and then the Clintons are gonna just, like, be these eternal, like, cyborgs from the future that were created in 2016 to continually rule the planet for another eon, and then blast off into space with the Bilderbergs and go live on Jupiter where they won't die because they're now made of machine parts and renewable body fluid. That was all part of the deal. But the catch is they gotta pull it off before they die. And you know how Satan works. He's a tricky son of a gun. So I don't think it's going to work out for the Clintons. I think they're going to end up dying before they can blast off into space while they're basically androids from the future. I mean, but that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the NWO with, like, exterminating high percentages of most every demographic on Earth for, like, forms of population control and chemtrailing and all this stuff like that. It's basically because of the Clintons and people just like the Clintons and everyone that Hillary Clinton's ever met and her babysitter when she was a little girl and her kindergarten teacher and her kindergarten teacher's cousins who gave all the freaking kindergarten kids' lollipops when she came in to visit her sister one day while she was teaching the kindergarten class. All those people made the same deal with Satan. They're all going to pay for it. And if you did not make a deal with Satan, then good for you, because it could have been really bad. We could have ended up also dying before we turn into alien cyborg post-human hybrids from the future. You know, I'd rather, it's hard to say what I'd rather do, but it looks like I'm going to just eventually, I'm going to have to live out my life as a flesh creature with basically a biological time limit, which I've made peace with that. Like, I guess I'm fine with that. If I had an option to, you know, physically mesh with the cyborg from the future, meant to basically provide biological immortality, I would think about it. But I don't know if I... Because how would, like... Where would the pleasure... what would happen to the pleasure reflex? Would that be a non-issue? Would you? Could you turn that switch off? Like, if you could turn that switch off and, like, I'm not looking for a pleasure switch when there isn't one, I would think about it. But what if, like, I'm walking down the street, like, you know, and my and I just got, like, my lower torso, like, mechanically worked on because I'm, like, this, like, engineered contraption of doom from the future. And I'm feeling great and, like, it's easy on my legs because I'm not even doing anything. I'm just having these machineries just actually pick up each, like, tendon and muscle in my leg, and it's actually moving my feet for me, so it's like I'm floating. Let's say I'm trying to take a walk down the street, but it's my mechanical body, but I'm not really feeling it. It feels like I'm floating down the street. And what, let's say I'm just, like, feeling bored, and I want to do something fun, but, like, there's no pleasure switch. There's nothing to do. Like, there's no conquest anymore, if that makes sense. Like, what conquest is there? I literally feel no discomfort anymore. I don't even breathe air anymore. You couldn't even make the air taste bad for me. Like, there's nothing you could do to provide any amount of discomfort for me in this state. So, like, if I'm, if what happens if you get bored? Is there anything? What do you, like, can you switch that off? So there would have to be some parameters and stipulations before I just decide to sell my soul to Satan to become an epic amalgamation of different alloys to become an artificial intelligence reincarnation of a being from the future in the third dimension of the present. Like, there would have to be some stipulations there. What else can I say before I get out of town? I just basically say, dietitians, hey, if you're still around, thanks for sticking it out. I'm glad you probably told a couple of your friends about the show back in the day, which if you did, that's really cool too. If you're a new dietitian, check back frequently because I'm going to upload more episodes. The show's back, you guys, so be ready for it. Another thing, you can always hit the show up, the email address. Just listen to the end of the episode. There's going to be a little contact info. Go ahead and go facebook.com/strangediet. That's the easiest way. If you want to go to podomatic.com, you can find the show on there. Another easy way is if you have like a podcasts app on your iPhone, search it. I'm in the iTunes store, Strange Diet Broadcast. I'm also in the Windows store. So there's ways to get it. Also, when it all else fails, do the best thing in the world. Just go to Google and type in Strange Diet Broadcast. You'll be fine. There's so much more to talk about. I can't even believe I'm about to go right now, but I'm going to hit this thing up in another episode soon. So, yeah, have a good one, and I'll catch you all next time. All right, dietitians, peace.
Thank you for supporting Strange Diet Broadcast. Please use the email address strangedietfuture@gmail.com to contact the show and in writing in for surveys taken. Please use this email address to leave questions, comments, and concerns about the show. And remember, whatever you say might make it onto the air.